The Scoop. Hey, what's up? This is your girl, Ashley Marie, and you're tuned into The Scoop, your one stop for all things love, lifestyle, and relationships on MorrisMediaLive.com.
I said, welcome to the school. You know it's time to tune in. You gotta tell all your friends, girl, welcome to the school. You know it's time to tune in. You better tell all your friends, homie, welcome to the school. The time is now, tune in. You better buzz in your friends, y'all, welcome to the school. Gather round, tune in. Now let the show begin. Hey, look, it's time to tune in. If you not, then you faking it. The best topics, love, lifestyle, and relationships. The dopest host in the world, Ashley Marie, holding it down from 7:30 to the 9:00 PM. You better tell a friend every Wednesday night, cause you know she going in. They breaking the hottest artists in the game right now. No competition, so she in her own lane right now. You need the latest and the greatest, somebody that's gonna debate it. Well, we got it on lock, I know they hate it. See, you can learn a lot if you choose to pay attention. We talk world news, sports, don't let me fail to mention how to get your money right so you can live a lovely life. Call in and get you some advice. It's not a game no more, we taking over the airwaves. MorrisMediaLive.com to catch the replay. You know it's time to tune in. You gotta tell all your friends, girl, welcome to the school. You know it's time to tune in. You better tell all your friends, homie, welcome to the school. The time is now, tune in.
You better. What's up, you guys? Welcome to the Scoop. Happy Wednesday. Happy Scoop Day, like I like to call it every week. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are your one stop for all things love, lifestyle, and relationships. And tonight is a very special night. I'm so excited to have a very special guest here in studio. I have actress, executive producer, let me make sure I throw the executive on there, and writer, Miss Paula Garces. Welcome to the Scoop, Paula.
Thank you for coming on.
I appreciate it. I'm so excited to have you here. You have some exciting projects.
I do.
You just wrapped up filming a new show on TNT, or a show on TNT.
It's actually not a new show. A spin-off of The Closer. It's called Major Crimes, and it's on its sixth season.
Okay, so you just wrapped filming
I just wrapped six episodes on that, and that should be airing sometime in the fall.
Okay, so we'll talk more about that.
Yes.
And then we'll talk more about your personal project that you've been working on so diligently. Your superhero character, Aluna. Who is amazing. And I'm so excited to learn how Aluna came to be and share with the audience how awesome this character is. You actually brought some books in too.
Yeah, this is like, talk about getting the scoop. No one has seen these.
Awesome.
So I am going to...
We're going to be chatting about that too.
Doing this, you know, giving you guys the first look. These are debuting in 2 weeks at Comic-Con.
Nice.
San Diego Comic Con, July 22nd to be exact. And I'm going to give the fans two blissful hours of whatever they want to do to me, they can do.
So is it like a signing?
It's a signing. Okay. I can sign my comic books, t-shirts, whatever they want, if they want to ask about Aluna. Mm-hmm. And I'll be making some amazing also announcements about what's coming up for her.
So nice. I'm really excited to learn more
about
that.
And you'll get the scoop after.
And I am getting the first hand scoop.
You are the first.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. I'm honored. And so thankful. So aside from all that, aside from business, how has your week been?
My week has been blessed so far.
Good.
I've been very busy just having meetings, and also my mom is in town.
Yeah.
For those of you guys who don't know, I am from New York.
Yes.
And I'm here in the West Coast just pounding the pavement and doing on my hustle.
On your hustle.
You're on
your grind.
On my grind.
That LA grind.
I am.
The LA grind's a little bit different than the New York grind, right?
Yeah. New York is very like... Everything is super fast, and everybody just gives you literally 5 minutes.
Yeah.
In LA, it's so much nicer. People greet you with a smile.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily always like a true smile, but I don't care about that.
Right, at least it's a smile.
If somebody gives me a smile, I'm smiling back.
You'll take it.
Yeah, right? And I might even give a hug.
Aww.
And a kiss or two.
And you are that sweet. You are that. Your energy is so like, you give me energy.
Oh, good.
You have a very infectious energy. Paula and I met a few weeks ago at a women's empowerment brunch, for those of you that don't know. And she lit up the brunch. She had so much good, positive energy and so many wonderful things to say. And she literally went, touched everybody at the table and introduced, like, she made sure she connected with everybody. And that stood out to me.
Well, you know, where we met in this particular luncheon, it was, there was a vibe there where women were really open to sharing not just what they were going through in business, but also in their personal lives, which actually does empower you and it makes you feel like you're not the only one, right? And I get from the scoop that you talk about, like, issues like relationships and things of that nature. Yeah. And so this lunch was definitely, we got some girls that were going through it.
There. Yeah, they went through some stuff and they were very candid about it.
Yeah, so, and I'm a little bit older than what people think. So I went through it in my life and I wasn't afraid to share it. And also to say that there's light at the end of the tunnel.
At the end of the tunnel, and you just keep going.
That's right.
And what was your protocol? Because that was the idea behind the...
My protocol was that it's never too late.
It's never too
late. For anything.
Yeah, because you have a great story. You kept going. You kept pushing.
Yes.
And you've achieved wonderful things.
Thank you.
In your journey thus far. So I'm excited to learn about what's next and what's to come after that.
Sure.
So we will get more into that. My week has been very crazy. I've just been planning weddings and birthdays, and there's a lot going on my end. So I'm happy to be able to come and hang out with you.
Are you planning your own wedding?
No, not my own wedding.
Oh, okay.
I'm ringless.
Oh, okay.
I'm ringless. Not yet. Hopefully, knock on wood.
I know how stressful that can be, especially if it's your own. I'm like, she's planning her own wedding?
No. Not my own wedding, but I'm just planning weddings and bachelorette parties and
that.
Yeah, it's all fun, but it's just a lot of detail. Uh-huh. So I'm having fun with that. But why don't we do this? I want to obviously get into... let me give everybody the number to call and talk to Paula, just in case you didn't see it on our social medias. You can call and chat with her at 323-293-3375. And obviously, you can call and ask whatever you want to ask, right? Anything off limits?
Anything. No. Nothing is off limits.
Yeah, so you guys call and chat. We'll take a quick song break, and we'll come back with more from Miss Paula Garces. Here is Janine Ayako, While We're Young. Do you know who that is?
No, I don't.
Okay, she has really nice music.
I probably have heard her music.
Okay, so. Yeah. Maybe not by name, but you'll know her voice.
Exactly.
We'll be back with The Scoop.
Don't do it. She comes in here every day and she eats a little. So, what do you want to know?
Welcome back to The Scoop, you guys. That was Miss Janine Ayako with While We're Young.
I love
it. Yeah, she has such a smooth sounding voice. It's very relaxing. So if you want to chill, she's a good person to listen to. We are here in studio with actress and producer Miss Paula Garces. She has worked on some amazing things. She's been, you guys have seen her on The Shield, The Sopranos, Law and Order, CSI, The Good Wife, Breakout Kings, excuse me, Dangerous Minds as well.
Ooh, that's aging me.
That's Clock Stoppers, Harold and Kumar, the franchise.
Yes, all three.
All three of them. She played Maria. And I think we actually have a little clip of that. Can we play that clip, Felicia? Just to give people a taste of who we are actually talking to here in studio.
Hallo, da sieht jemand sehr weihnachtlich aus.
Jemand hat außerdem sein Eisprung.
Dein Dad muss jeden Augenblick ankommen.
Nämlich?
Und das ist...
Dann legen wir los.
Oh.
Denn wenn sie hier sind, gibt's für uns keine Intimsphäre.
Ich weiß nicht, ob wir jetzt...
Na komm schon und fick ein Baby in mich rein.
Okay, ich mach's. Beidhändig? Okay. Wenn du ein Baby von mir willst, sollst du ein Baby bekommen.
Shit!
Geh schon! Los!
I had no idea I could speak Russian.
Yeah. You were multi-talented and multilingual. No, that was changed somehow into Russian.
That clip, I guess, is dubbed in Russian.
Yeah.
It's actually really funny.
It's cute.
So I hope you guys are entertained.
I thought it was super cute. So you've been in the game for a while,
yes.
Obviously.
Yes.
You've starred in so many movies, so many shows. So how did you get your start? Like, how did all of this come to be? Where did Paula Garcia's begin?
Well, I grew up in Spanish Harlem, mm-hmm. in a single mother household, mm-hmm. and
you're Colombian for people that don't know.
But it was a total culture shock moving to New York in the mid '80s, mm-hmm. to Spanish Harlem. Mm-hmm. There were no other Colombians, mm-hmm. in the hood there, and so my mother. Just kind of like just to make sure that we acclimated, but we acclimated well and didn't get, you know, all caught up in what was going on in that neighborhood at the time. She would make us audition for like dance lessons and acting, mm-hmm. lessons and art. And so that's how I got my start.
Wow.
I went to an art school and then I met an agent through fate. And just by luck, I got like my first, I don't know, 10 auditions or so.
Yeah.
And from there, I did Dangerous Minds. And one of my first gigs was a soap opera in New York called Guiding Light.
Yes. Of course,
CBS
we know about Guiding Light.
I was part of like the first Latino family to be on an American soap opera ever.
Wow.
Which was really ridiculous because we do telenovelas. So, of course, we should be part of like the soap opera
exactly.
world.
Exactly.
But this was in 2000, in, mm-hmm. 99 to be exact, mm-hmm. and then from 99 to 2001, and then I got a big break. I got a starring role in a Paramount picture called Clockstoppers.
Clockstoppers, we know about that.
And then I got a 3-picture deal, which included Marcy X, mm-hmm. with Damon Wayans and
yes.
Lisa Kudrow. And then I did Man of the House, and then I did movie. Then I started getting all the Harold and Kumars, and then I did a lot of TV for a while. I did all the CSIs. I did Law and Orders. I did. Oh my God! One of my first TV shows was New York Undercover.
I remember. I used to love that
yes.
show.
Yes,
yeah.
yes. And then years later, by fate, I got to work again with Malik Yoba, who was the star of the show. And we worked on an ABC show called Defying Gravity.
Okay.
Which we had one season, but at the time, we were so excited about it because it was about space.
Mm-hmm.
So him and I were like, hey, I'm a Latina in space. And he's like, yeah,
me,
what about?
I'm
a black man in space. So we were so excited. But that only lasted one season, mm-hmm. but that was okay. And, you know, I'm here with Aluna. I'm still working on television, films.
You're very blessed.
I am.
You're very blessed.
I am.
Yeah.
But like I talked in that luncheon, it hasn't always just been a smooth ride for me because I've actually had like a real life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got married and my second baby I had 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And right when I was like doing, I was very busy about 3 years ago. I was doing Devious Maids, mm-hmm. and I was doing other stuff at the same time. But I got pregnant and it was like my last chance to have a baby and to have a baby with my husband.
Yeah.
And it was it's a boy. So I was blessed.
Yes.
And I worked my whole pregnancy. I did all my children on OWN on the Oprah Network.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I did it pregnant.
Okay.
So when I had my baby, I needed a break.
Okay.
And so I took almost a 2-year break. But now I'm back.
Now you're back. You're on it. You're
now
on
I'm
that
here.
Grind.
Now I'm on that grind.
I think we have a phone call. Somebody wants to chat with you.
Ooh.
Caller, you're on the line. Thank you for calling in The Scoop. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello? Are you still there? Did you hang up?
Are we having technical difficulties?
They hung up? Okay.
Aww.
Okay.
I was so excited.
I know. I wanted to know what they wanted. They'll probably call back.
They'll call back.
Yeah. So what was it like? I wanted to ask you this. What was it like working with one of the Wayans brothers?
He was Damon was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, he had kind of grown up with my current husband, husband.
Uh-huh.
I say current husband, like if I've been married before. I don't know why I said that, honey. I'm sorry. I'm nervous. But anyway, they grew up in Chelsea together. And so it was nice. I actually didn't know that. I got the movie the good old fashioned way. Auditioned and
we have to let me stop you there. We have a caller on the line. Caller, you're on the line. You're on The Scoop. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Jose, calling from Hayward, California.
Hey, Jose.
Hey, Jose.
It's nice. Wow, it's an honor to talk to you.
Oh.
Been a good fan since Harold and Kumar. Seeing you there is...
Oh, wow. Oh. Well, thank you for calling in, Jose, and for supporting me and sending me some love. Thank you.
What was
you're welcome.
Jose, what was your favorite part of Harold and Kumar with Maria? Well, not with Maria, but
with Paula.
All of them.
All of them.
That's very sweet, Jose. Thank you so much.
When are you coming to the Bay Area?
The Bay Area, huh? I don't know. Well, I'm going to be almost like midway. I'll be at San Diego Comic-Con July 22nd on a Saturday, and I'll be at the signing area AA07 from 2 to 4 p.m. But for anyone else that's listening out there and wants to know if I'm coming to the Bay Area, I don't know. Show me some love on my Instagram at The Real Paula Garces, and maybe I'll make my way up there.
Yeah. Or, Jose, you can always come down to San Diego and hang out with her at Comic-Con.
That's right.
Oh, I wish. I can't make it. That day I have something else to do. I'll be in L.A., but I wish I could make it.
Oh, we put Jose on the spot.
No, I know. Next time, Jose. Next time.
Next time.
I wish. That's my dream.
Dreams can come true. I'm proof.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan, and hope you grow more. And I don't know. Yeah.
You're so sweet.
That's so sweet. You sound nervous, but I'm glad I have that effect.
That was great talking to you.
All right, nice talking to you, Jose. Thank you for
calling in, Jose. Oh, you had Jose blushing.
That's so sweet. I live for that because you know those are the fans that make things like Aluna happen.
Yes. And they support it heavily because Aluna has millions of views on YouTube.
Yes. Well, we've been very blessed.
A ton of views. Yeah. So we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Okay.
Let's see here. Let me ask you this because we're talking about your history a little bit.
Sure.
What actors and actresses have inspired you the most?
That I've worked with or just in general?
Well, in general and that you've worked with.
Okay, well, one of the first that really I got to meet in like live and in color, and it was like an amazing experience because I was also a fan of hers, was Michelle Pfeiffer.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got to do Dangerous Minds, it was like, you're real.
You're a real person. I can't believe it.
And she was really down to earth, and she had just adopted a baby at the time, which was kind of the same age as my daughter at the time. And they got to play together. So I got to see firsthand what a real boss woman has to do to be on set and be a mother, and then like how to balance those two things. So, and I got to have some amazing conversations with her, and she gave me great advice about how to like just stay a lady, but also be strong enough to do your business, you know?
And stand your ground.
And she also, I remember they're having a conversation with her where she said that always make time for yourself, like your alone time, whatever that is, whether it's like doing your nails or your hair or whatever, make that your time where it's like the only thing for you.
For you.
Yes. So that's great advice for women.
That was great preparation.
In general.
And that was great preparation for where you were headed in your journey.
Yes.
At some point. So that way you were prepared when you...
It was a great experience for me, actually. And it was my first time here in L.A. and in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Because I was a kid from the hood, you know? And so when I got that movie, it was like... Wow. I'm a movie star.
I made it. Mama, I made it. All right, we have a caller on the line. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from? You're on the Scoop.
My name is Erica and I'm calling from Long Beach.
What question do you have for Paula, Erica? Thanks for calling in.
Well, you know, first I just want to tell you, Paula, I loved On TV's Maine. That was like my favorite show.
Oh wow! Thank you. I mean, I had a short-lived sort of life on that show, but people seem to react well to my death on that show.
So tell me, like, you found out about these names and things like that. How did you, like, were you excited about that role? Like, how did you feel about...
So I'm gonna give Ashley scoop on that. That's actually a great question. Erica, right? It's Erica?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's actually a great question. I actually auditioned for the youngest Devious Maid, mm-hmm. which was Edie Ganem. It was mm-hmm. actually the girl who got it. I didn't get the role. I was told I was a little bit too old in real life for the role. But the producers and the creators were nice enough to give me a consolation prize. And the consolation prize was the role of Flora, which actually, when I look back, I identified with more. Mm-hmm. And it was more of a challenge for me to play. So I liked the fact that I didn't end up longer on the show because I got to play a character that people were really intrigued about. Like, mm-hmm. it was really like, who killed Flora? And mm-hmm. that was a hashtag. Mm-hmm. So I had my own hashtag. Like,
you can't beat that.
You can't beat that.
You cannot beat that.
And just because I died doesn't mean I only did one episode. No, I kept coming back in flashbacks because I was so bad.
Right.
I mean, Flora was bad.
Flora was bad. Not Paula. Thanks so much for calling, Erica.
Thank you, Erica.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. All right. So you got people from all over calling you.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right. So for roles like, so speaking of like just the roles that you've done. So for example, with your role as Maria in Harold and Kumar, it was a little bit sexier. She's a bit of a...
Yes.
Like a, I guess, would you call it, not a heartthrob, but a...
Well, you know, it's so funny. When I first auditioned for that film, mm-hmm. She was very sweet. Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. And she was the apple of Harold's eye, right?
Right.
Like, she was this, like, dreamboat for her, for him.
Right.
And the character evolved mm-hmm. as the movies also evolved.
Right.
And as both of the main characters evolved. And I don't know. I liked... In that particular movie, we were making fun of the stereotypes, exploiting them,
right.
and also kind of educating people on, like, just because this is a stereotype doesn't mean it's true.
It's true.
But the mm-hmm. whole, like, sexy Latina thing,
yeah.
I didn't mind doing it because I knew that the writers and creators and producers of the film mm-hmm. ultimately wanted to tell people, like, nah.
There was a purpose behind
yeah.
it.
So even yeah. though it was like raw comedy mm-hmm. and it was kind of like, you know, a little bit dirty
yeah.
and a lot very politically incorrect,
yeah.
there was a message of that, you know, the two heroes of the show don't have to be always white.
Right.
They can be Indian and Korean or Chinese.
Yeah.
And the Korean guy can... bag the beautiful Latina,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it we broke some real ground.
Yes.
When we first, I mean, now you can do whatever,
right.
but when we first did the first film, it was like people, when they were trying to shop that script, no one would touch it.
Mm.
And then when they started to see some of the scenes being filmed and how funny it was coming out, then a studio called New Line bought it.
Mm-hmm.
Without even the film being finished.
Wow.
So that's a testament to, you know, that a raunchy comedy could actually have a message.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that's awesome.
At least I like to think so.
Oh, okay. We have another caller. Caller, you're on the line. Thank you for calling into The Scoop. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Tiffany and I'm calling from New York City.
Hey,
New York in the house.
Hey.
That's my hood, girl.
Yeah.
I miss New York. Hi, Tiffany.
Hi. I wanted to ask you about Aluna. I follow you on Instagram, and I kind of wanted to know, how did you come up with Aluna?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, perfect. Wow. Aluna was definitely one of these things that happened, like, really late one night, and my husband and I were talking about, like, what our dreams are and what we would like to achieve, like, if we could just hold a magic wand and, like, get it all, right? It's one of these things, and... We both looked at each other, and he was really always into comic books and gaming and stuff like that. And I was like, that's really cool, but I know nothing about that. And then he was like, yeah, a lot of women are not represented in gaming or comic books. And if they are, they're not represented well. And I was like, whoa. No, this can't be.
Right, I can solve that.
So I, you know, I was like telling him, kind of joking around, like, well, if I was a superhero, it would be a superhero where I would be like the head of a tribe back in South America, and I would have like superpowers that are like from Mother Earth or whatever. And then we literally started vibing off each other, and then we did some research, and there was actually an ancient tribe in South America that believes in something called Via Luna. And Via Luna is a state.
Oh, wow.
It's a state where you consult a bowl of water, and they believe that they can be in the state where they are both, they are all in the past, present, and future, all at the same time. So imagine if you had that superpower, Ashley, where you could see your, the mistakes you made in your past, you're very present in your future, but you know exactly what you have to do to very present in your present, and you'll know exactly what you have to do to get to the future that you want.
That's awesome. I'll take it.
Okay. Well, if you like it, that's a Luna. That is a Luna. And so basically, we just started kind of, just my husband and I together, rubbing two pennies together. And our first comic book literally looked like a pamphlet, Tiffany. And we went to Comic-Con back in like, I think it was either 2010 or 2011. And people like you, fans, were just so supportive that it gave me such inspiration and oomph to just keep going. And so since then, Aluna has had three comic books. We've been on a major online video game. And now we're developing her own mobile game. And we are also developing her own TV show. So stay tuned.
Yes.
Stay tuned for that.
Cool.
Yes.
Tiffany.
And does Aluna have her own website or social media?
Yes,
following?
Yes. So the website is Aluna Comics, theworldofaluna.com. Sorry, it used to be Aluna Comics, but it's theworldofaluna.com. You can also always get information on my website, paulagarces.com, or you can go to any of my handles, The Real Paula Garces for Instagram, Twitter, Paula Garces 1, and my official Paula Garces website on Facebook. Okay. So, yeah.
Oh, great. And thank you. Thank you for representing and you and your hubby creating a Latina superhero.
Yes.
Ah, well, thank you so much, Tiffany. Thank you. Much all love right. to you.
Thanks,
all
Tiffany.
Right. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.
Yeah. So sweet.
And it seems like people really appreciate the fact that Aluna is a woman and she's a woman of color.
Yes.
Which you don't see represented in, like you were saying earlier, you don't see that represented in comic books, you don't see that represented in video games. You just don't see it. And such a powerful figure.
Well, yeah, you know, and I really took it back to like we tried to inject some history. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we took some liberty with what's real and what's not real and what really happened and didn't happen. Mm-hmm. But we really made her history and where she comes from be from South and Central America, which also bleeds into the Caribbean. And it also has some Afro influences as well. So the Aluna belief can very much bleed into like Santeria or Christianity or any Buddhism or any of any religion really. So in touching about Aluna's faith is she just believes in making sure that the world and Earth is healthy and so that the people on Earth and the its inhabitants are happy and healthy and living in peace.
I love how well thought out her character is. Like, she's a full-on person.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She's the daughter of Pachamama, which is a goddess believed by many South American tribes and people in Central and South America. And she was brought by faith as a baby to Spain in the early 1500s. And then also by a turn of faith, she goes back to the New World, right, to South America. And that's where she finds out who she truly is and she discovers her powers. Mm-hmm. So Aluna is basically this girl who realizes as a young woman that she has these superpowers and what she has to do with them to save her real people.
Does she struggle in the beginning with
And there's a love interest and a love triangle. So it's very romantic. Yeah. And Aluna doesn't, in the comic books series, we have the first three of eight. Mm-hmm. She will be coming into the present.
Okay.
So we will see Aluna in the present in Spanish Harlem, New York, trying to find out who she really is and if these dreams and visions that she's having of like ancient South America, are they because she's crazy or are they really part of her?
Right. So does she struggle with in the beginning or in the first part of her realizing who she is and her gifts and these strange things happening to her, does she struggle with that at all and coming to a realization of all of that?
I mean, we really try to take care of what the story was like and make it as real as possible of how a real person would react if you found out you had these like superpowers, right? Yeah. And so she does struggle. She's like, you know, she's like we got inspired, of course, by beloved other superheroes like Spider-Man or Batman who struggle with their identity, struggle with if they're loved or not and who they are and having a relationship other than being the superhero. And then sometimes they don't want these powers because it just
it's a
sets
burden.
Them apart.
It's
exactly.
a burden.
Exactly. So I just want to give a nice shout out to the writers who are Ryan Galleta, Duma Wencha, Corey May, and they are the force behind the Assassin's Creed, Prince of Persia, and the Batman Arkham Origins video game.
Right.
So these people are probably the most successful video game writers in the world.
In the world.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can definitely say that.
Yeah.
And then I would love to give a shout out to the artist, Adrian Barbu, Antim Marius, Cassandra is a woman. Shoshan. Cover artist is from Spain, David T. Cabrera. And my main artist right now is from Colombia, and his name is Tuñón Benzo. Mm-hmm. So these people are the ones who are literally drawing till their hands and fingers are bleeding, because this is all hand-drawn.
Yes.
This is real art for you guys.
I think we have some. I think we have some of the artwork, too, I want to share with the audience.
Perfect.
It's one that it should be coming up soon. There. Oh no, not that one. Not that one. That's later on. It's under Paula Garci's name. But there we go.
That's the cover of actually the third book that we're going to be debuting at San Diego Comic-Con.
Okay.
2 weeks from now. So you guys are getting the scoop again.
Yeah.
You really are.
I think there's a few more too on there that we can share. Look at that.
Yes.
That's amazing.
So she's inspired by...
And then there's the real superhero.
She's inspired by my image, but as you can see, it's not exactly
I wanted
me.
To ask you, how much of you is in this character? How much of Paula is in Aluna?
Well, Aluna is everything I wish I could be.
Okay.
Everything I wish I could be and everything I wish I could experience. Mm-hmm. But obviously, you know, I'm living a very real life.
Yeah.
But I mean, as you could see, I'm like, even in the way she's drawn, it's like she has nicer boobs than me. A small little waist. And she's very strong. And she always seems to just handle herself, right? And in real life, I try to put that up, but that doesn't always come out, Ashley. Life.
I think that's all of us. I think that's all of us.
Kicks you in the ass sometimes. So, again, I look at the books for inspiration, and it just gives me a, like, no, girl, just you can do this.
You got it.
Yeah, just wipe your brow, close your eyes, like my daughter says, and just breathe, Mom. Just breathe.
How cute.
My daughter says that to
how
me.
How old
the
is
time.
She?
Oh, I won't give her age.
She will go,
then it'll give out your age.
Okay, we'll leave that. We'll leave
but
that
I'll
alone.
I'll give out a shout out to Sky. Sky's my daughter,
Hi,
and I love you.
Hi, yeah, so we have a clip, too, of I want to give people a behind-the-scenes idea of the making of Aluna and
Perfect.
What goes into it all. We'll just check out this quick clip of the making of Aluna.
I smell death in the air. Don't let my beauty confuse you. What is it you want from me? I will protect this land. Prepared to do battle. Feel my power. I am Aluna.
Heroes of New Earth is a game that my friend Sashi introduced me to, and I loved it. And it just so happened that my husband and I were working on a character named Aluna, and we thought, oh my god, it could actually fit in this world. And so by pure luck, it just did, and we made this marriage happen between Aluna and Heroes of New Earth. Original Aluna costume. It was especially made for the character, so I'm really, really excited. It looks really good, actually.
Try with your back leg that's behind to bend it a little more when you come up, just to give a little.
So it's more like this.
Yeah.
What is it for? It's for her powers. Meter. It's when you know she's fully charged. And do a really good sketch, and I knew that they had sort of the vision that I had for the character, but I feel like they took it like 30 million thousand steps above. Like, she is really sexy but sweet and kind of cute, and I'm excited. I can't wait till I can play.
Pretty cool.
Nice.
Hi guys, it's your girl Paula Garces. I'm here recording the voice of Aluna, a new character on Heroes of New Earth, the online game based on my comic book, Aluna.
No.
That part is so cool to me. The whole thing is awesome, but your sound effects and everything.
That was actually a while ago. That was one of my first dreams come true with the character. That was about, I think, 4 years ago now. Mm-hmm. So the character started out as a comic book. Mm-hmm. We went to Comic-Con, and through Comic-Con, we met an amazing person who definitely introduced us to S2 Games and an online video game called Heroes of New Earth. Mm-hmm. And so we licensed the character for a while, and she quickly became one of like their top 10 heroes that people would choose out of like 100 and something heroes.
Wow.
When you go, people around the world were choosing Aluna top 10 mm-hmm. for a while. So mm-hmm. it was really, really empowering.
Right.
That both men and women, and not necessarily people of color, I mean, it was all over Asia, it was all over everywhere, that were choosing a Latina superhero to
right.
represent them on a game.
Right.
So that was one of the first steps to her evolution. So now I'm coming out with the next three books, mm-hmm. and Aluna's being developed into her own mobile game, so mm-hmm. she's not going to be part of Heroes of New Earth anymore. She's going to be her own game.
Yes.
And it's going to be mobile.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going from MOBA to mobile.
To mobile.
And she, I'm definitely working really hard to develop her into her own TV show. So hopefully like a Netflix or Amazon's or Hulu's or who knows, a network show called
yeah.
Aluna.
And Aluna already has 3 million views on YouTube.
Yes.
Over 3 billion views
yes.
on YouTube.
Just the animated character. So
right.
hopefully if I'm playing Aluna on a live action TV show, those numbers would hopefully
increase. They definitely will.
Definitely I hope so, will. Ashley. What do you think? From your mouth to God's ears.
Yes. What do you think the draw is? Like, what do you think people, how do people relate with Aluna? Like, why do you think it's been so successful?
I think it's been successful because it's an underdog story.
Yeah.
And I think everyone ultimately, whether you're a geek, whether you're the, you know, high school prom queen or whatever, everyone deep down inside, you know, at one time or another feels like an underdog, feels mm-hmm. like they're an outsider, feels like they're not part of the in cool kid crowd mm-hmm. or whatever. And I think that's what Aluna is. Mm-hmm. Aluna is an unexpected superhero. Mm-hmm. First of all, she's a woman, mm-hmm. so that's unexpected. Even though Wonder Woman right now, God bless, she's yeah. like everywhere.
She's making it. She's
and opening, hopefully, doors for me, mm-hmm. right? And so being a woman, being in a comic book series, being in gaming, being a tech geek, all of that is an underdog story for a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And then you throw color into that, and that's a whole nother.
That's a, yeah. That's a whole everyone nother. Me as a brown girl, as an African-American woman. I love seeing this.
We come in all different mm-hmm. shades, shapes, and flavors and sizes, yes. right? So I was hoping that the African-American also could relate to this because I know that it's been a struggle.
Yeah.
You know? So it's – but I think it's also part of her draw, mm-hmm. the fact that it's – you could tell that she's going through it.
And it's real.
It's a struggle mm-hmm. for Aluna.
So what are some of the struggles that Aluna has? So she's dealing with these crazy superpowers that she has.
She's dealing with superpowers. She's dealing with the fact that the mother that she thought she had is, mm-hmm. isn't her mom.
Mm-hmm.
Her father basically took her from the old world and brought her up in Spain. Mm-hmm. And even as a little girl in Spain, and I'm talking about just the comic books, mm-hmm. and even as a little girl in Spain, she knew that there wasn't something quite right about slavery or about all this pillaging being done to these tribes in South America. And so she had a hard time growing up in Spain. Mm. She was an outsider herself, even though she didn't know who she truly was or where she came from.
Right.
And she was always sort of a rebel and had a fierce energy about her, even though she, in Spain, she didn't quite connect to her powers, but she wanted to fight swords with the boys. And yeah. She had an intuition on who was a good person and who wasn't. So those are kind of like her struggles. Kind of like real life, girl.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you know.
I know. It sounds very real. And that's what I think that people are picking up on.
But there's also fantasy. You know, mm-hmm. it's set in a different time. There's a bit of apocalypto meets Pirates of the Caribbean. And there's romance.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're women and we want to be strong and we want to be in it. But we love our romance.
Mm-hmm.
We want real story. Something right. that has heart. So she has heart, definitely.
So what superpowers does Paula Garces have?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I wish I had so many. Like, I was in a movie called Clock Stoppers where mm-hmm. I had this watch where I could stop time.
Yes.
Oh, that would come in so handy
that would help.
Right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. You could stop time.
Especially as a mom mm-hmm. and a wife and mm-hmm. a daughter. And I try to be a good friend, but yeah. Sometimes I'm an absent friend, and I can say that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm very blessed with the friends I do have, mm-hmm. that they accept me for who I am.
And they understand.
And they understand and forgive me, because mm-hmm. every time I see them, we can pick up where we left off. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have friends that I see sometimes maybe once or twice a year, and mm-hmm. I'm like, I mean, we just
connect.
I don't know. There's a connection.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of women friends, which I think that says a lot. When I meet another woman mm-hmm. and they tell me like they like women and they have a lot of women friends, mm-hmm. it says a lot about them.
Yes.
Because sometimes it could get catty. Sometimes mm-hmm. it could get a little weird amongst mm-hmm. women. And I think it's just because of the lack of opportunity that we've felt have had and the
that's
struggle.
That's a good point. Yeah,
right?
That's
and
a great
so,
point.
And especially in the entertainment business. But yeah. I don't know. I feel like what's for you is for you, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
It's good that you try and have discipline and really mm-hmm. work hard for your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes what's for you is for you mm-hmm. and what isn't, isn't.
Mm-hmm.
And you should just pay homage to the people that are getting the light.
Right.
and also shine mm-hmm. the light on them mm-hmm. so that, you know, hopefully it'll come back to you.
Yeah, I karma. Agreed. I think that karma. That happens. You get back what you put out.
Yeah.
And what you give. Absolutely. All right. Why don't we take a quick break? We have this new song. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's DJ Khaled featuring Rihanna and Bryson Tiller with Wild Thoughts.
I love
you like this
me
song?
Some Rihanna. And yeah. I like this song.
I love it. It kind of has like a salsa feel to it, right? Can you salsa dance?
Of course I can.
You'll have to
My
teach
husband's
me.
Puerto Rican. I have to.
I cannot salsa dance. Dance for the life of me. I've taken classes and I can't get it. So we'll have to work.
Girl,
on that.
You got hips. You can salsa.
Here's Bryson Tiller and Rihanna baby. With Wild Thoughts. Welcome back to The Scoop, you guys. That was Bryson Tiller, Rihanna, and DJ Khaled with Wild Thoughts. We are in studio, lucky enough to be in studio, with actress and producer, Ms. Paula Garces. Thank you for joining us. She just gave me a great salsa lesson during the break. So I think I'll be ready for my next salsa class and my next vacation. I don't know where it's going to be. Somewhere. Maybe Colombia. Maybe I'll go to Colombia.
Colombia or Puerto Rico.
Or Puerto Rico. Salsa. I could. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't see a ring. Are you single? Are you dating?
I'm dating, but I'm not engaged.
Hey, get it together.
Get it together.
Now we're sending her to Puerto Rico and she might come
and
back.
It might be. Thanks, Paula.
She might come back with a Ricky Martin. Right.
Speaking of which, your husband is here in studio with us. Shout out to can I say Tony?
Of course.
Tony, shout out to Tony. he's a big part of the Aluna.
Yes, he's a...
I would call it a franchise. Yes. The Aluna franchise.
He's co-creator, yes. And he's actually the one that has had faith mm-hmm. since day one. Mm. I have gone up and down. Like, mm-hmm. I literally, like, forgot about her for a year and was like, oh, nothing else is happening with her, blah, blah, blah. And no, he was grinding.
Yes, steadfast.
Determined, disciplined. Mm-hmm. So thank you, honey, for that. That's amazing.
That's so sweet. So speaking of your family life and all of that wonderfulness... that you've experienced. You also just, like you said earlier, you just had a baby not too long ago, a few years ago.
So, you know what's funny about that? That I'm actually out here in LA to mm-hmm. remind people that I'm not pregnant anymore.
Okay.
Because the last time that people saw me on screen, really, mm-hmm. like every day, I was on a... I worked my whole pregnancy up. I worked up until I was 8.5 months pregnant.
Wow.
So I did all my children, my whole pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And then I did all my children online. Mm-hmm. And then on the OWN network, Oprah, who was like a huge fan of all my children, bought the show. And then it was on a network. And I was like, really?
Right.
I was like, the time that Oprah is like watching me on a daily... I'm pregnant. 8.5 months pregnant. And then I did a sci-fi show called Warehouse 13 where mm-hmm. I was like literally about to give birth. Mm-hmm. I was just... After that, I was just kind of tired. And I really did my pregnancy like the way a normal woman would. Okay. I didn't do my pregnancy like the way an actress does where they just gain maybe 10-5 pounds and then they pop a baby out and they have a six-pack.
Right.
Like 2 months after right. they had... you know, a baby.
We see that a lot.
No, that did not happen to me. Mm-hmm. I gained 75 pounds almost, and it took me a really long time to lose the weight. And then I would say this past February, I was really like, oh man, I really just got to get into this like fitness groove.
Right.
Not just that I want to look skinnier or whatever. I just want to have more energy because my son... is 3.5
uh-oh.
And he's bouncing off the walls, so I need to keep up.
You have to be ready for that.
I have to be ready, so mm-hmm. I needed to be on my, what? You know?
You have to be on your Aluna tip.
Oh, yeah. And then, you know, I was also here in LA, and everybody's so, like, fit and mm-hmm. beautiful, and so I got on my fitness grind. Mm-hmm. I call it my fitness hustle.
Yeah, all right. Well, so what's the scoop on that? Because I'm trying to, I need to be on mine. Your abs at brunch were like on point. I was like, okay, hold on. Who is this cute thing?
Well, I since February, I've lost almost 40 pounds. Mm-hmm. And I did it the good old-fashioned way, which was watching what I eat mm-hmm. and working out and making sure that I gave myself plenty of rest.
Okay.
And I just... I put it in my head that my workouts was my me time. Mm. It was my time to be selfish. So my workouts became, like, the more intense they became, the more it was like, yes, I care about myself and it's for me. And so basically what I did was just hydrate, water, water, water.
Okay.
No more Diet Cokes. Okay. No more, you know, juice. Mm-hmm. Even though, you know, a lot of people believe that juicing is great or whatever, but juice is sugar. So mm-hmm. I cut the sugar. I basically cut the sugar. I hydrated with a lot of water, water, water. And the way I kicked Diet Coke, because I had a really bad, like, soda habit,
okay.
was with seltzer water, club soda.
As an alternative.
As an alternative.
Nice.
As an alternative. So that's a good tip right there. I also gave up whole milk.
Wow. And so what's your alternative for milk?
Vanilla almond milk.
My fave.
With a lot of ice, like really, really cold.
Okay, yeah.
And so I even have it when I have like a little bit of a sugar craving, mm-hmm. I'll have a nice bowl of cereal, but it'll be with the almond milk.
Okay.
And I don't do the arroz con gandules or rice and beans every day like I used to. You know?
Okay.
I cut down on the rice. I cut down on the white bread. Mm-hmm. I cut down on all bread, actually. I don't do empanadas and pupusas for my, South American and Central American people. And I don't do tacos that much anymore.
Nice.
But I do alternatives. Like, I won't do red meat, but I'll do turkey meat. And I'll do chicken and fish. Mm-hmm. And so it's really just about, like, telling yourself, this is a new life. And I'm going to do this for the long haul. But I have days where I treat myself. Like last night, I had a slice of pizza with my husband, and it was great.
And you enjoyed every bite. You enjoyed every bite.
Every single morsel.
Yeah. Good for you. So what do your workouts look like?
So my workouts are, it's a lot of cardio. Mm-hmm. So I tell people, you do not have to be like out of breath. It's mm-hmm. actually better if you're like in a comfortable zone mm-hmm. where you can, like, if you're in the zone where you're like, hey, I think I can do this for about an hour, mm-hmm. you are in a fat burning zone.
Nice.
Okay. So without getting too complicated with the, you know, Fitbits and calculating your heart rate and this and multiplying it by your BMI, you know, you don't have to do all of that. Okay. You just, as long as you're not like, oh, I can do this for 5 hours, then, you know, you're just
you're not really working it.
But, you know, you're going to burn if you mm-hmm. stay on for 5 hours. Mm-hmm. But if you do like a good hour where you're like, it's a little bit of a challenge, but mm-hmm. it's not like you're out of breath, mm-hmm. then you're great. So I do a lot of cardio, almost 6 days a week, mm-hmm. actually. And then I'm doing a lot of heavy lifting. So I do legs. I do an upper body workout. I do shoulders, triceps. I do abs. But, you know, your six-pack is going to come from your cardio. Mm-hmm. So it's cardio, cardio, cardio. And then maybe 3 times a week you can lift heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And women have a misconception, oh, I lift heavy, I'm going to get big muscles. No.
No. As long as you throw that cardio in there, I feel like,
you're
right?
throwing the cardio in and you're going to lift heavy so that you can get a nice booty and you can get some arms and some abs.
Nice.
And for women, it's harder. That's just the way it is.
And how much did you lose since February?
Almost 40 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
Thanks. I still got some stuff, you know, but I feel like I'm healthy. Like now if I have to run after my kid because he's going into the street,
you have
it. I can do it.
Yeah.
And if a Luna comes along and then someone's like, yeah, we're doing the TV show in 2 weeks.
You are ready for
it. I think I look like a Luna.
You
now.
Do. You look like a superwoman.
You know, you have to be strong.
You do, you do.
You know, I really try to, my message to women is like, really love yourself. Mm-hmm. Really, you know, if you get physical and you try to, you know, do the healthy thing, not just for like the six pack and to wear a bikini. No, mm-hmm. it's also because life, for whatever reason, is harder for women.
Mm-hmm.
We give birth, we work, we educate, mm-hmm. we do everything.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to be in shape to be able to do everything.
To handle it all.
And to handle it. And it's a great release. It's a great alternative to anything else that's bad for you. Like, if any other vice is bad for you. But the gym, it's a great vice.
Yeah, but that's a great vice to have.
But trust me, I'll have my wine once in a while.
Once in a while. Okay. They say wine is good, like one glass a day. Or is that too much?
I don't do the one glass a day.
Okay.
I wish I could. I wish I had the time. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, I don't either.
But a glass of champagne once mm-hmm. in a while. I like my bubbly.
Yeah.
I guess it's because I liked the fizzy stuff. Yeah. I liked soda.
Yeah, but now you like I'm that like, carbonation.
Now I'm like, eh. If I'm having a glass of wine, it should have some fizz.
Some fizz. I agree. I like that. I like that a lot. Thanks for sharing those fitness tips.
Of course.
Well, you also have, are you working on a fitness blog? Or
I am. I'm okay. going to start definitely. I'm going to check myself now because mm-hmm. I've been slacking on that. Mm-hmm. And actually, people on my website, paulagarces.com, mm-hmm. actually, they ask me all the time. And on my Instagram, The Real Paula Garces, and on my Twitter, Paula Garces 1, and on my official page, Official Paula Garces on Facebook, they're always asking me how I lost the weight. So I'm going to start documenting exactly how much I lost. I will also put out a blog on exactly what I ate, when I ate it, what I did. And I'm not an expert. I'm not a doctor. But it worked for me, and hopefully if they consult their doctor and the doctor says it's okay and they follow my steps and something happens to their body, great.
Right.
Go for it.
Right. Maybe one day we'll get an app from you, like a fitness app.
That would Paula Garces
fitness app. That would
Ooh,
be awesome.
Let's jot that down. I like that.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Okay, so now you just wrapped, like we touched a little bit on this earlier. You just wrapped filming six episodes of a show on TNT. It is called, I want to get this name right. Let's see here. Major Crimes.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about the project and tell me about your role in it.
Well, Major Crimes is a spinoff of a show called The Closer. Mm-hmm. Major Crimes is going to be on its sixth season, so it's highly anticipated on TNT. It's mm-hmm. Warner Brothers Television as well. And it should start airing, my episode should start airing sometime in the fall. It's six episodes. And it follows the disappearance of three Latino boys, and I'm the mom of one of the boys.
Wow.
And I can't say too much more than that, but mm-hmm. But it goes deep into what happened to them and mm-hmm. why it happened to them, and I may or may not be involved, and it's pretty, sounds deep. Yes, it's really relevant to what's happening kind of in politics right now.
Oh.
One of the episodes, it's called Sanctuary City. Mm-hmm. So those are the only hints I'm going
to
give.
Okay. I'm excited to see it. It sounds juicy.
It's very juicy.
What do you do to get ready for these kind of role? Because I could imagine with just the little bit that you gave us, that was probably a little emotional, you being a mom and a mom of a young boy.
Wow, you're so intuitive, Ashley. Actually, the character was very emotional. There are mm-hmm. some really heavy scenes. I didn't have to work too hard because every time I thought about, like, oh, my God, if anything happened to any of my kids, mm-hmm. my son or anything, I would be a mess, or how would I handle it? And mm-hmm. So those were the things that I was struggling with, and those are the emotions that hopefully came out in the role and mm-hmm. came out in my performance on these six episodes. I had to audition for Major Crimes, and the creator, I mean, he created a show called Nip Tuck that was
that little show huge
and then obviously The Closer with Kira Sedgwick, and then got a spin-off, of course, and now it's Major Crimes, and
that's amazing.
I think he's working on something else that's new, so you can look up the creator of Major Crimes right now, and he's amazing, and everybody that works on that show, the writers, the producers, the whole cast is just really great, and so I was very excited. Mm-hmm. And again, it's a good ego booster that I could still go out.
You still audition, got it. You still got it, honey.
And get it the good old fashioned way, fighting for it.
Yeah,
I'm a hustle girl.
You are a hustler. You are a hustler. You are a New York hustler in LA.
So I get shows sometimes where there's parts that are offered to me, mm-hmm. and I'm blessed.
But you had to put in work prior to that for that to even come to you.
Of course,
yeah.
But But I also, I'm not afraid to audition for things. Mm-hmm. And there's certain things that come along like that, that I'm like, oh, yeah, I would love to be part of that show, you know, and do it. Like, for example, people think that The Shield was like offered to me. No, I auditioned for one episode. Mm-hmm. And that one episode became three seasons.
Hello. Made it happen.
And they didn't weave. They actually, a true story. I auditioned for The Shield because I was a fan of the show. Like, I was actually watching the show with everyone else and geeking out over it and going like, oh my God. The only thing wrong with that is that they don't have a Latina cop. How can they be in LA and not have a Latina cop in there? And so I bullied my way and got myself an audition.
Good for
and
you.
For some reason, they hired me for one episode and then kept me for three seasons, which was
That's
wonderful.
That's awesome.
I thank them.
How did you feel about that when that happened?
It was just like, you know, when you're vindicated, when you fight for something and claw your way in, and then you feel like, okay, like this happened, but like, I'm a scam. I'm running a scam. Right. This really is not supposed to be happening.
And it happens.
And then it happens, and you're just so grateful because it was just an amazing experience.
That's so amazing, Paula. I love it, love it, love it. Okay, so now, I want to ask, I have a segment on The Scoop.
Okay.
It's called Get Your Money Right.
Let's do it.
And our financial advisor, his name is Johannes Harrison. He can't make it today. He's not on. So I thought I would ask you for some financial tips to share with the audience.
Okay.
So financial tips from Paula. What tips can you share with our Scoop listeners on how to get their money right?
How to get their money right.
What things work for you? What strategies work for Paula?
Okay, the first thing that came to mind is so funny. I'm thinking of my grandmother, my abuelita, which actually she passed away a couple of years ago. Mm. And the first thing that I remember her, like that womanly advice that she gave me was have your own bank account.
Okay.
Doesn't matter if you're in love, if you have a husband, whatever, you always supposed to have at least one bank account that's your own. Mm-hmm. And that will teach you that you have to be independent. Mm-hmm. So in order to put money in your own bank account, you have to have your own job, your own thing going on. So not to depend on a man. So I'm giving I'm giving financial advice maybe from a woman's point of view for women and for maybe a younger audience, right? So that was kind of like the first financial tips that I could think of. And also, if you're trying to, like, when you first have your first apartment and you're a young woman and you're trying to make it on your own and you're trying to save money, I would say that having that savings account, like that first bank account, also gives you the discipline that you have, no matter what, you have to have a set budget for yourself.
Right.
And you can't, like, even if you have like 10 credit cards that are telling you like, yeah, you can spend all this money because we're giving you all this credit, live within
your means,
your real budget.
Yes.
And make it happen. Trust me, it takes discipline, but you can make a dollar stretch.
Yeah.
You don't have to get that manicure every single week. You can make it stretch for 2 weeks. Buy a pair of rubber gloves and stop doing dishes, right? Make your
Agreed.
Just these are like little things, you know, and you can cut back on like, you know, doing your nails and doing your hair, and sometimes you know, you don't have to have that Starbucks coffee every single day. That adds up. How about getting yourself a little to-go coffee and make your own little Starbucks thing? And you'll lose some weight, too.
Right.
Like if you're
trying save money and lose weight.
I'm giving a financial advice fitness.
And the fitness advice. Yeah. Love it. Love it.
Yeah. Because if you have that Frappuccino every single day, that's a lot of sugar.
That's a lot of sugar.
That's a lot of dairy.
And it's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. I mean, a Frappuccino. How much is a Frappuccino now? Like $5?
You know, I do not drink any of those kind of drinks.
Neither do I, so that's why I don't know. But I'm assuming it's $4 to $5.
It's got to be about $5. Yeah.
Okay.
About $5.
So imagine $5 every single day. By the end of the week, that's almost $30 on just coffee.
That's a lot of money.
That's that's a manicure mm-hmm. in some places. Mm-hmm. If you want that manicure,
if you want it,
and $30 times. Okay, so let's just say you cut that frappuccino right mm-hmm. for a year. Mm-hmm. So 30 times 4 is $120 a month, mm-hmm. and $120. Let's say you do it for 10 months. That's $1,200, girl.
In your pocket.
In your pocket.
In that savings account.
In that savings account.
Yep.
That, let's just say for kicks, you want to go away to Caribbean. You can do it for $1,200.
You can do it. You can make it happen. You can make that trip happen.
Financial advice by Paula.
From Paula. Hey, love that. Love that. That was great. Thanks, Paula.
That's the real, though. That's the real.
Yeah.
I can also go a little heavier as far as, like, your financial bracket, mm-hmm. but let's keep it there, right?
We'll keep it there, yeah.
Was that good?
We'll save that for next time.
Okay. I'll do it.
When you come and co-host.
Okay. I told Ashley that I would love to be her co-host
because yeah.
I like her energy. I like being here.
Yeah, I love being with you too.
Awesome.
You're so fun. But so we have scoop news.
Okay, let's do it.
We talk about just different topics that are going on.
Ooh, give me the tea, girl.
So I'm gonna give you the tea. This is the tea on what's going on. We have, you know who Idris Elba is, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Luther.
Yes, there he is. There he is looking delicious.
I'm actually binge watching Luther on Netflix right now.
Yeah, that's a real popular show. A lot of people love
Idris. I love me a man that has a woman's name, especially his grandmother's name. Like, how cool is that? I think I might be making that up, guys.
I never knew that.
I think I know that for sure. I'm about 98.7% sure that it's his grandmother's name.
I love that percentage, by the way. 98.7. We're almost at 99. Almost. But not quite. Mm-hmm. All right. But this is kind of sad news for all of us.
Oh, no.
All of us single ladies. This is sad news for us. Idris Elba is off the market, but not in the way that you think. So during a recent interview that he had with Essence magazine, Idris was asked if he would ever remarry, and he said no.
No way, Jose.
No way. He said he doesn't believe that marriage is his, quote, life calling.
Oh, well, that's a bummer.
I know. I'm like, well, who am I supposed to marry, Idris? I just need to know.
Ash, you're missing out.
You're missing out, Idris.
Elba, you're missing out. Because this woman, I see her in live and in color.
Thank you. Paula.
I would marry her.
Aw, thanks, Paula.
But I'm happily married.
She's married already. Tony has her.
Sorry, Idris. You had a bad experience with marriage.
So
I love being married. I'm 17 years.
Oh, congratulations. Hey, 17 years is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to get you to give some marriage tips too next time.
Okay. I'll do it.
He's actually had two failed marriages. So I can kind of understand. I can understand why he feels that way.
Mm.
And maybe marriage isn't for everybody.
No. No, you know what? You know what I admire about what he said in mm-hmm. essence? The fact that he is being real. He's being honest.
Yeah.
That's a very honest statement.
It's a very honest statement to say, hey, that's not my calling in life. That's not for me.
Unfortunately, that is such a chick magnet.
I know. Like, Idris, how do you fight all this?
That is just, no, not even that. Oh. The statement itself
that he said,
is a chick magnet.
Because we like
callers,
a challenge?
I just think that women, a lot of women are attracted to that unattainable thing.
That challenge.
And they're like, I think women are like, I'm the one mm-hmm. that's going to change his mind to marry them.
Right.
You know? And I think that that's like a high. Mm-hmm. And we're like that. We like a challenge.
We are. As much as we may not admit it, but we do.
So he might or might not be doing that on purpose.
There might be a strategy behind that. Idris, we see you.
Yeah.
We're watching you. Paula just pulled your card.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. All right. And speaking of cards, this is a very funny story out of Minnesota. A Minnesota man learned quickly that life is not a game after he tried to use his Monopoly game piece card. It's actually a get out of jail free card that he tried to use. He presented this card when he was arrested for a warrant that he had out.
Nah.
So, yeah. So he presented the get out of jail free card to the police. He said he had been saving the card just in case he got into some trouble. And...
City, what?
Yeah, so the police arrested him for a warrant that he had a pending warrant, and he knew about this, so he made sure he was prepared with his get out of free jail card. And
nah, I'm sorry, I'm like 16 years old right now.
Yeah, this is real life. Hashtag in real life, this happened
in Minnesota.
In Minnesota, I don't know if this will fly in New York or LA.
I don't think so because oh my gosh.
Yeah, really? so the police department actually posted it on their Facebook page it's hilarious. How could you not laugh at that? And they gave him an A for effort, but he still got arrested.
What did he do exactly?
He just had I don't know what the warrant was for.
Okay.
That's not public. Well, I'm sure it's public somewhere, but I wasn't able to dig that up. But he had a warrant.
Sad. I could just see him pulling out.
Like, wait a second. Like, wait.
I have the card. Wait. No?
This doesn't work? No? I thought it was real.
Darn it.
Yeah. So, in our last scoop news story, you might think this is pretty cool because it's kind of got something to do with what you're doing, what you're doing with the Luna.
Okay.
But Michael Jackson's Halloween is coming to TV.
I love that.
So yeah. So it's an hour long animated special featuring music from Michael Jackson's catalog.
Wow.
I know. And this project has already been approved by his estate. So that's awesome. And the story is actually about two millennials, which are featured there in the photo.
OMG.
And they accidentally met on Halloween night and mysteriously find themselves at 777 Jackson Street, which is behind them.
So cute.
Yeah. And after they entered the home, they find themselves in a magic adventure which begins and
totally into it.
Yeah, so the program is filled with a whole bunch of dancing and singing and Michael Jackson's music.
Well, I love Michael Jackson's music. I love the whole Halloween theme.
Yes.
I love the way the girl looks. I like that there's like a little puppy dog.
I know.
And the kid looks like an early, I would say, like Thriller version of Michael Jackson.
Doesn't it?
By Thriller, I was still into it. Thriller, I was still into, like, Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, I like it. I like it. I'm into it.
I'm into it, too. So, we probably have to wait until Halloween to see it. But so it's an hour-long special, and it's coming to TV soon. So, we'll keep our eyes out for it. I'm really excited for it. Why don't we take a quick song break, and we'll be back with a little bit more of Miss Paula Garcia's before we close out. And this is Ella May. She's from the UK.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know her?
Yes.
I love her voice. Mm-hmm. She has this song called Boot Up, and I liked it. I discovered it last night. Boot up. All right, you guys, that was Miss Ella May with Boot Up. You are watching The Scoop. We are here in studio with the lovely, beautiful, fabulous, and multi-talented Miss Paula Garcia's. Thank you for hanging out with me tonight. You've been tons of fun. So before we go, we're going to talk a little bit more about Aluna. We want to recap everything
sure.
about Aluna. But before we touch that, I want to play, we have a segment called Social Media Buzz.
Okay.
And this video has been going around. I posted it and got like 12,000 views on it. I was shocked. It's this young baby. I'm going to call him a baby because he's only 1 year old. But he's playing the drums and it's the cutest thing ever. And he's so talented. And I love that his parents are... I love when parents pay attention to their kids' natural talents. Just those innate talents that they can't learn in school. It just comes from inside of them.
He's adorable.
So, yeah, he's so cute. Check out this video, you guys, of this young 1 year old kid playing the drums.
That's pocket, Jay. That's what you call pocket. Yeah.
Like, so some people were commenting on the video saying, well, there's a radio playing in the back, but he still had the moves
no,
down.
No.
He was playing the drums.
Okay, people, listen. First of all, he's a baby.
Yeah.
He's a baby.
Right. Adults can't even do that.
Like, he probably still has, like, the little drunk man walk. Never mind playing the drums. Like,
yeah.
I mean, he had...
He had it going.
He was keeping the rhythm.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. God bless him.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah, we definitely have to clap him.
I have my doubts that it's even real because
it was so amazing.
God, people, you guys try to do that. Try to keep some rhythm.
Right.
Yeah, right.
So he's pretty amazing. So that's our social media buzz for the week. Now, so Aluna is going to be at Comic-Con.
So I've been saying 2 weeks. Duh, it's next Saturday. I guess
it snuck up on you.
I was hoping that it was in 2 weeks, but actually it's like next Saturday. Mm-hmm. And it's Saturday, July 22nd from 2 to 4. You can come see me, pick up your copies of the new Aluna comic books, t-shirts and other goodies, and you can have your picture taken with me. I'll autograph.
Are you signing the books?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course. And it's going to be really affordable. I mean, the reason why we're doing it is really to give homage to the artists. We're not like making any money out of it, really. So this is for the fans. This is for the people who are really working really hard to get this done. Mm-hmm. And just to get the word out there and making sure that the fans, you know, support us and know where we're going. So we're not only going to be at Comic-Con, mm-hmm. Which, again, I'll remind you guys, it's Autograph Area AA07 from 2 to 4, Saturday, July 22nd. So I will be there, which is next Saturday.
Okay.
And I will also be at New York Con, and there's going to be, which is in October. And I'll also do not just the big cons. So I will make sure that there's some other LA, maybe like a local comic book store or something that people can
that would be see nice. You do a signing intimate. There.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like at a real like comic book store. Right. So I'll figure something out and make sure that people could come see it.
And these are the first three out of a series of eight.
Of eight, yes.
Okay.
Yes, and they will be available through my website, paulagarces.com, mm-hmm. theworldofaluna.com, and any information, if you just follow me on The Real Paulagarces on Instagram, Twitter, paulagarces1, mm-hmm. and Official Paulagarces on Facebook, you will get all the info as I get it.
Awesome. I'm so excited. So make sure you guys follow Miss Paula Garces. She has a lot going on, and we're so excited about this character of Luna. I'm personally really excited about it. I think the culture needs this.
Awesome. Thank you.
I haven't seen it done on this level, so I'm excited for it. I can't wait to see it grow even more.
Yeah, and you'll be able to play her soon. So we're hoping we're hoping to have a come out date for 2018 as far as like the mobile game, or maybe even sooner. And the TV show.
And the TV show, right?
So the more that you guys make noise, and what I mean by making noise is just like make sure she gets her YouTube numbers up, mm-hmm. and all my handles, you know, make your cousins and tios and tias and grandmas and whatever follow me and follow Aluna, the more that the powers of that be
will recognize what it is.
So the powers in the numbers, and we're spending the money in movies that don't represent us. Let's just try to be a little bit more aware of where we are spending money, mm-hmm. and get some representation of who we really are.
Amen to that.
Let's do it.
Amen to that, yay. Paula. I'm all for that. High five.
All right. Sorry.
You left me hanging for a second there.
No. There's a delay. There's a delay. Up here.
All right, you guys. This has been another episode of The Scoop. Thank you. Special thank you to Miss Paula Garces for hanging out with us tonight. Mm-hmm. I'm so honored to be here, to have have you on and to have learned more about Aluna and all your wonderful projects. So you guys, make sure you check out Aluna at Aluna, and you can check out Paula Garcia's as well at Comic-Con next week, next Saturday on the 22nd. Do not miss that. And support this, because we need it. We need it. Latinas need it. African Americans need it. All women of color need this kind of representation because it truly does reflect us. So until you guys can check the replay of our show on YouTube. We'll have that up later on this evening. And you can also check us out every week here on The Scoop every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. on MorrisMediaLive.com. You can check out The Scoop on Instagram at The Scoop On Air, on Facebook as well at The Scoop On Air. My personal Instagram is Ms. Ashley, at Ms. Ashley Marie, M-I-Z-Z Ashley Marie, and on Facebook, Ashley Bowden. So until next week, ciao.